Of all the challenges cancer brings up, two of the most important ones are facing the demands put on you as a caregiver for a cancer survivor and sorting out your feelings about what's going on in your life. Some days you may feel overwhelmed, hopeless, resentful, even angry. You can't possibly be the superhero everyone seems to expect you to be. But on other days, you're ready to fight for what you need. You see that you're making progress. You remember that there's always something to hope for and work toward. The key is to recognize all of these feelings. In addition to the one feeling you should not fear, the feeling that you are failing, you've got the toughest job in the entire world. Anything positive you can do is a victory. Unlike the other programs in the Cancer Survival Toolbox, this program, entitled Caring for the Caregiver, is just for you. You deserve it. You need it. How do I know? Well, I've been through it too, having been on both sides, a cancer survivor as well as a caregiver. Hi, my name is Marcia Wallace, and I've been a cancer survivor since 1985 when I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And then I needed to be a caregiver for my husband, Denny, who had pancreatic cancer. If my voice sounds familiar, it may be because as an actress on TV, I played the parts of Carol the receptionist on The Bob Newhart Show and the neighbor lady on Full House. I'm also the voice of Mrs. Krabappel, Bart's teacher on The Simpsons. As a cancer survivor and caregiver, I've learned a lot about myself and about life in general. And while each of us is different, many of the challenges we face are the same. The people you'll hear from in this program will confirm something you already know. It's not easy being a caregiver. But these stories will also show you that there are many ways to look at and manage the challenges ahead of you. They can help you find the fighter inside you, to find the hope and strength to make the most of it while taking care of yourself as well as your loved one.